Ladies and gentlemen, if you tuned in, we are live. Yeah, we're live. Black Ramen's live, reporting to you with the news freshly hot out the press. Well, not freshly hot. RIP to Mr. Toriyama, aka Dragon Ball Zaddy, aka Dragon Quest Zaddy, aka how many AKAs he has? I was just reading all his accolades, and man, and was really dope. He married a mangaka too, which was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, mangaka's got to stick together, especially if you put it in more than 6 figures a year. So one of us got to eat. One of us bringing in the money.
But yeah, honestly, I just want to get on for a little while so we can give a little bit of a tribute to Akira Toriyama for his amazing career and amazing impact on anime, manga, Black community, Asian community. I heard the Latino community is taking it really hard because I think that might be the largest Toriyama Dragon Ball
Yes.
fan community outside of Japan.
Out of the 11, 9 of them are Latin countries that are the top
They have Dragon Ball Z at the
consumers
top.
of Dragon
Yeah.
Ball. And the reason it's so impactful in the Latin countries is because of the simple fact that when we had access to it in the US, the US was like, we got to edit this. So they didn't get any edit versions of the anime. They got the full raw deal of the anime. So that's why they were not only that, they were ahead. So while we were waiting for the dubs, they were already like, and casa, Pedro, it was already
I'm
it was
jealous.
already
Well,
a
we've been around
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
with Sailor Moon's cousins and such, some smoking a lollipop.
God damn, bro. I mean,
But
they know what time it was. I appreciate them for that. But yeah, it's anime fans are really taking it tough this
yeah,
week.
so for those who don't know,
So
the official word is as of March 1st, Toriyama did pass away from, I believe, it was a brain clot issue. So they kept it quiet. They've already had a very private funeral. I think they are requesting that fans don't send them letters and merch and stuff. They're still considering if slash how they might want to do a more public memorial or funeral for him.
I think they should, knowing that I think they should. I mean, the fact that I told my brother last night, my brother was devastated. He called me and I texted him like 11:30 at night. Now my brother don't get up for nothing. Once he sleep, he sleep. I figured, I just text him and wait for him to get this message. This dude 10 minutes later called me from the bathroom with the sleep still in his eye, like, nigga, you lying. I'm like, no, it's the truth. He said, when? And then he Googles it and he's like, yo, he died on the first. Why are we hearing this? I'm like, that's how it is sometimes. Family need time to grieve and mourn for the loss. And if I'm not mistaken, he has two children. He has a son and a daughter. And he's very still much married. So
Yeah, because he's
our
passing away young.
condolences.
He's only 68 years old. He was born in 1955. So it's a shock to a lot of us in the fan community, I think.
Yeah. Condolences to his children, his family. And first of all, this gives us a wake-up call. Somebody please check up on Oda.
Right? Actually, Oda put out, well, I see a translated version, so I don't know if it's fully official, but Oda had put out a statement kind of saying goodbye, expressing his sadness, saying how much he had admired Toriyama. He
Yeah,
said
I think
it's
a few
too
of them
early,
have.
this hole is too big. He had really opened up Oda's eyes and a lot of other great mangaka's eyes from an era. This is now quoting, this is based off of a statement supposedly translated from Oda. That Toriyama is one of the people who took the baton from the era when reading manga would make you stupid and created an era where both adults and children read and enjoy manga. He showed us the dream that manga can do with things like this and that we can go to the world. So, this, yeah, I think, Patty, you say it all the time. If Dragon Ball isn't your favorite, it was your favorite's favorite.
That's true. But I said that about One Piece, but we could use that.
Yeah. I mean, we say it about One Piece, but it's...
Yeah, but One Piece is our favorite. So our favorite's favorite is Toriyama and Dragon Ball.
You're right.
Just what applies to us as well.
Incredible legacy this man has had. So one thing I was just reading, just so I could see what happened and try to, again, just think about his life and his amazing work, is I think it was an NPR article that cited, we have the poop emoji because of Toriyama.
You serious?
Because apparently he had a character in one of his first ever series, Dr. Slump, that was just called the poop. And it was like, it's the poop emoji. It came in a bunch of different colors. There's various characters for this. There's Poop Boy, Bird Poop Boy, Manure Boy, Old Man Poop. But yeah, so I think Toriyama was responsible for the poop emoji.
Wow, that's crazy.
Right, and that you would never even really notice that. Again, this is according to an NPR article. I don't have the full history of the poop emoji, but if this was the first recorded use of like that, you know, swirly ice cream powdered patterned turd, I believe it. And just so much.
One thing we have to also acknowledge is that Dragon Balls is a lot of people's first anime. So I'm from an older generation. So I was fortunate to have a lot of underground access to animes that came out before Dragon Ball was ever hitting here. But for my brother, it was a big staple. It brought us closer together. Because the animes that I was watching, let's just say he wasn't supposed to. So I wasn't really sharing. But when it touched the States and we were watching it on Channel 11, before it was a routine. Every Sunday before we went to church, we had to watch Dragon Ball. After Dragon Ball, it would be Marvel Action Hour. So it would be Stan Lee presenting Fantastic Four, which was trash, and Iron Man, which was halfway decent. It was an animated series. It was horrible. We was only here for the Dragon Balls. So Dragon Ball Z, actually. Dragon Ball, we never got to see as younger. We saw Dragon Ball Z.
And I think Dragon Ball Z came out in the US first, actually.
Right. Yeah. So we never got a chance to see it. So, it brought me and my brother closer together. It turned him out into an anime fan to the point that he's reading the manga. He's reading Super. He's also reading One Punch Man. And it opened up a whole new world that a lot of non-white folks didn't think was possible or capable to fall in love with, you know. And even though we kept it a secret, now it turns out to be one of the most iconic pop culture characters we ever had. Like, we remember when Goku Super Saiyan 4 was it Super Saiyan 4 with the blue hair, he was in the Thanksgiving parade.
Shout out to Macy's. This past year, Goku had a symbol. Quick thing, we had a comment on Instagram. Hi, the Melanites comics. Yes, we were talking about poop briefly and just a celebration of Akira Toriyama after his passing. And I had mentioned that one article cited him as the original creator of the poop emoji because of one of the characters he had in one of his original debut manga, Dr. Slump. Mm-hmm. So yes, we are talking a little bit about poop, but god damn it, this shit deserves it.
Wow.
It's right there.
No, I feel it.
Just Dragon Ball has had such an... In the Macy's Day parade, in the Thanksgiving parade, we saw Luffy just finally made it, Pikachu's been there for a minute, and Goku was there. Yeah. That's incredible. And even more iconic than any Super Saiyan, just the Kamehameha. Just like, give him one of these, and we all get it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit of fusion, huh? Everybody gets it.
Yeah, it's you know, at first it was surprising, but the more I think about it, the more I'm feeling like, damn, this is really, is this like, we know how he died. We know it was some issues with the brain, especially it was like blood flowing into places that it wasn't supposed to. And I'm just thinking like, could this be caused through the conditions of mangakas? How deadlines have to be met? How, you know, it's just tight-knit. You know, I'm still surprised that any mangaka is able to maintain a relationship, let alone a family, and he was able to do both. So I'm just thinking, like, we love them. We love mangakas. We love them to death. We love their stories. We love their creativities. We love what they're able to do with paper and transcend and have these characters just grab your hearts. But then again, you just think about, like, hey, like, we know they're not getting enough support. We know they're not getting enough compensation for the efforts that they put into the world as far as, like, contributing to pop culture. What is it that, I mean, we talk about what we can do differently, but we always say, okay, boom, just show them your love, show them your support. Right now, I don't even think it's us anymore. I just think it's the industry, period. So it's like, yeah, he's a big time mangaka, but what about the other mangakas that are living in poor conditions?
Yeah.
That are passing, that we don't probably don't even know about. You know,
right? Because not everyone gets to be a Toriyama, gets to be a Kishimoto or an Oda.
Right. You know, and especially you really guys. True, because perfect example, you guys, y'all go manga hunting at least once a week, and these stories. Trying is not the word, because I just finished Soloist
in a Cage.
It was a good one.
Wait, focus. We'll be talking about that at a later time.
No, because we will. I'm just saying, if this person passed away, I'd be devastated. I would be devastated because I stayed up late night finishing that manga, and I'm like, whew, almost got me. Like, you know, it was amazing.
Good stories do that to you. These things that you can get invested in, these long running, like, giants.
Mm-hmm.
That we go back from, like, our childhood now well into adulthood, and we can still see people picking up copies, starting off watching Z, GT, mm-hmm. Budokai. Is Budokai one of the games or one of the movies? Honestly, it has movies. Yeah. It had a terrible live action.
There were some good games too in some of the early ones.
Hmm? First of all, shout out to my husband who just texted me and said, you better not be fired being on your phone. I'm on break, babe. I'm on break.
We're safe.
We planned this. But yeah, it's kind of hard. Like, you start to wonder, like, in this time right now, with you would think, with anime being so big right now, and not even that, real quick, we're gonna touch this real quick, but this is gonna be a separate show for this. As we watch the Crunchyroll Awards and see how much money was spewed out for the orange carpet, it's amazing. But what I want to know is, this Sony, hello, Sony, are you putting this in, are any of this, any, just a check, is it going to any of the creators that are making all this possible?
Betty, you know it's not. Like, I don't know why you're asking. They're gonna corporate.
At least for right now, we have to be the checks. We have to be the one going, buying volumes from stores that we can.
This was so much.
Now would be the time to buy a box set.
This was so much.
Yeah, some Mr. MW High Speed have mentioned on Instagram, Dragon Ball is about to sell out on everything now. Movies,
games, without a doubt.
For sure.
Box sets will be flying off walls. If they still have any DVDs being sold from it, those are going to be cleared out.
We're going to get
just
Dragon Ball
physically have
two.
Yes, to physically have your copies of this now. So not just I've read it once, but like physically have it on your shelf in memory, in respect, in recognition for everything this man accomplished.
Real quick, a message to who's the studio? Toei? Okay, Toei. Listen, sir. Don't be disrespectful and put out stuff related to Dragon Ball and just mess up the story, please. No one asked you to do that. He didn't okay GT, y'all did it anyway. Let him rest in peace. If Super's not done, leave it alone. We'll be fine.
I'm sorry, we'll they're definitely fine. Still gonna release Daima.
They gotta stop, man. Especially if it's not related, if it's not going to be consistent to the story that he has out. We saw what y'all did when y'all went y'all separate ways, when y'all started doing y'all own stuff. Not your best work, sir.
But they want the money. I am a little bit worried about that because you know how happy the industry is when someone passes away. Like, look at Solo Leveling right now. Off the hype of the Solo Leveling creator's death, they were so excited to make an anime. Berserk, after the death of that creator, so excited to capitalize. We were even just talking about Andre Browder earlier, the guy who plays in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Amazing, amazing track record. And his passing. And like within a few weeks, Netflix suddenly acquired all of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
First of all, Bree, you got to give me a heads up before you go there. That's my man right there. Please.
Was.
Please.
Really?
What?
Disrespectful.
It was. Very disrespectful.
But that kind of thing, just the industry is very excited with these landmark, like, passing away cases. My heart stopped for a little bit earlier because I was reading an article that said there's going to be a documentary movie coming out for a short period about LeVar Burton because of Reading Rainbow.
No, he's
and
fine.
I was
he's
sitting
fine.
There. Right, exactly. I was like, wait, did he die? Did the Reading Rainbow man pass away?
He's okay. Broke me he's when fine. She said I had this to too. Check. Because you're like, yo, because we were talking about this earlier and we're talking about Andre Braugher. And she's like, yeah, and, you know, LeVar Burton. I'm like, LeVar Burton's alive. I just saw a skit with him. I don't know what you're saying, man.
Yeah. He's alive.
LeVar Burton
he's very well alive. Not only that, he's reading books. He has a podcast. Check him out on Apple Podcasts. He's reading books to adults. And they sound so great. His voice
is
majestic.
Take a look, I'm sure, like, the clip for this documentary, the trailer for it, it's called, like a butterfly or something.
You think they're gonna have DMX sing the OP? They can have the DMX version for the OP.
I doubt it, but I'm just saying. When I saw this like minute and a half trailer, they were speaking in the trailer like LeVar Burton was dead. It was like he was always such an enigmatic
figure.
Like,
they don't need to do that.
Is he okay?
First of all, he's a legend. He's a Star Trek legend too. Like LeVar Burton is amazing, but you don't have to take my word for it. I remember that saying. I loved it. But yeah, let's see.
But I'm hoping for Toriyama. They're not just going to walk over his legacy, do a bunch of weird stuff. So Daima has already been in production for a minute. It's already coming. They're not going to suddenly stop it. They will probably add a like in memory of closer.
Yeah, but we got to focus on giving these guys their flowers while they're alive.
Yes, you know, say that again.
Yeah, we can't keep on. Yeah, you know, I get it. You guys will always find a way to make money or profit, turn a profit during a situation like this. Yes, granted, yes, understandable. But I just want my favorite mangaka to always know that he's changed lives, that the effect that they have on us as fans, as creatives. And sometimes I feel like it goes unheard until it's too late. You know, doing all these documentaries are fine, but sometimes it leads you, it forces you to think, do they know what they did? Do they know how they affected us as consumers? Like, I don't think he knows how he's affected the Black community. I don't think he knows, because if he did, there wouldn't be a Mr. Popo. But anyway, we're going to let it slide. The man just passed. Mm. But I feel like if it would do them justice to know the type of progress it has done all over the world, because numbers are numbers, but to actually see it with, you know, documentaries and how...
Not just documentaries, just 5 minutes on TikTok. You'll see people crying in five different languages.
Oh my God. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. Moments of silence. I'm seeing nothing but Goku clips.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it's
wonderful artwork is coming out with just Goku being like the grandfather to all like the little kids, and it's just
it makes you a little teary. Teary.
Yeah, he's the grandfather to the big three generation for us in America.
He is.
Absolutely. Because just think of how much of like the common tropes we see now that we can cite back. To Goku, like the screaming charging power up proliferated from that because so many of these current manga artists will say like, yeah, that's what I was reading growing up, that's what inspired me, that's what got me. all the different final form, next form, form after that. We all know the battle's not done just because you beat them in base form.
Right.
That doesn't mean anything. That's the, that's the handshake, for, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you got to wait for the best friend to die, and then the next form happens.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, shout out to Bree, because I think Bree was the first one I ever heard in real life, in real time, say, oh, I just get it started. This is not even my final form. Had everybody on a chokehold. Bree had everybody just dying.
Was that like dying. Episode one?
I think it was. That's what I knew.
That kind of idea that all you have to say is final form and people know exactly what you're talking about. Why? Because they always got the final form. Everyone knows if they have like a lot of muscles and they're 10 feet tall, weak. When they shrink down to like a 3'5" kid, you're dead. Run. That's a one hit knockout.
Right.
So final forms, you can put that up to him a lot. I feel like a lot of power systems, people are inspired from Dragon Ball. Like, not 100%, because I was thinking Fist of the North Star. You know more about that than me. They weren't pretty heavy in, like, their own little power systems, right?
Yeah, it was more like arts. It was more like fighting styles. Mm. The artist, the art of Hakuto no Shinken. it's just... Yeah, it had its own power scaling, power form. But another thing that Toriyama did that was that I took for granted. Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z are one of the most greatest stories you'll ever see in anime. If you dive into it, there's plenty of discussions I have with my brother where he breaks down the origin stories of Goku's father, Vegeta's bloodline, Bulma, like everything. When you put it all together and you're like, that happened? We're not watching the same show, are we? You said, oh yeah, are you reading it? And coming from my brother, I'm like, nigga, for real, you asking me if I'm reading it? Like, I'm the one that asks people, are you reading it? Because I'm toxic like that. I'm toxic. Uh-huh. He asked me. And then when he breaks it down, it's, don't sleep on it. Like, for me, for a long time, I always made fun of the fact that Dragon Ball was able to be something that was so like power level based. It's more than that. It's truly a great story. It's truly a great origin story. When we get into Piccolo's planet, the storyline of how his planet was like diminished. We're talking about colonization and the real existence of Beerus and why he's there. We always think we fear Beerus because of the type of person he is and his legacy of what he has to do as just a destroyer. And then no cap, the blue guy is actually the strongest person in the whole world instead of Beerus. Yeah. Like it's hilarious. But it's a great, great story. It's a great concept. But a lot of people have, I'm not gonna say a lot of people. People like me have slept on. So I just want to take a time out to say, yeah, he was a great storyteller. It wasn't just always about power scaling. It's y'all niggas right there. Y'all toxic niggas with the Black Air Forces. Those are the ones that make it just about power scaling. That talk about Goku, but can he be Goku though? It wasn't always about can he be Goku though, right? And I blame y'all for that. But other than that, he was a great writer.
Let me ask you this, Patty, because I genuinely don't know. Is the manga still ongoing?
Super is.
Super is? Okay. Now, if I were to say, theoretically, give it another shot watching it, is it worth a rewatch? Do you think a rewatch would be satisfying? It would be good? Does it hold up to the test of time? Because I could rewatch One Piece right now and think, it's good eating.
First of all, we're not going to do comparisons today. No, we
that's
can't.
That's true. That's true. Again, even if not my favorite, it's my favorite favorite, and I respect him because I've seen the impact that it's had on the community.
I would say Super is not a Super is for more nostalgia than anything. Good story. It's good, but it's you're just going to pick it up if for something that feels good. That's like a warm blanket, pretty much.
It is a warm blanket.
So yeah, Super was pretty good. I tapped into Super and then I enjoyed it for what it was. I really did enjoy it. It was everything that we wanted to see, because we're not ready to let Goku die. We're not ever ready to let him just pass on. This is something that it was like a thing. You know what? I'm gonna say this. Dragon Ball Super was how you doing to the fans? Was high? Was a love? Was a fan letter that Toriyama did for us? That I have to say. Yeah, I appreciate it. It was good. It was good.
I'm pretty sure it is still ongoing.
Yeah, it's still ongoing.
Yeah, and I think it's a different artist who was handling it. I don't know if Toriyama was working on the story as well.
Oh, had he already kind of passed the baton?
I think partway through. Somebody would have to double check me on that. I know there's a different artist like who works on that.
If a manga artist like really properly trains up an apprentice and says, like, when I am ready to pass this down, you got to carry the torch. Ideally before I pass on, like literally, but so that the story, you make sure this is finished for me. I hope Oda has an apprentice.
He won't.
I hope Oda simply finishes the story.
Well, yeah, that's the best case scenario.
He will. He will.
Oda, go to the hospital and get a checkup now.
Right?
Just now.
A note to all manga artists, comic artists, let's just toss it to everyone. Everyone, if you can, might as well just get a checkup just in case.
Not if you're in America, you can't afford it.
I mean, that's what I said, if you can.
If you can. But most importantly, Oda, we need you to get some sleep. 3 hours is not cutting it. I mean, story-wise, you're executing is on top of the world. But I'm going to just say this. Man, get some sleep. 8 hours will do you some justice. And eat, drink some water, touch grass. It's okay. We're waiting. We're waiting. We will wait. And shout out to the live action Zorro. I heard this man been to Oda's house and they play video games.
Ooh.
Dang.
That's crazy to me.
I don't know who that's more of a dream for. The live action Zorro guy, because like, oh my God, he's meeting Oda. But also Oda as an artist, as a creative, to see someone who is literally your character in real life, green just hair, strolling around. Up and saying, do you want to hang out?
First of all, that's like saying God being amazed at Jesus. He knows it's Jesus. He created him. He knew what it was. I picked you out of a lineup, dude. I know you great. Be in my, bask in my presence. I think that's what Oda said. Oda opened the door and was like, you're welcome. That's basically what he did. Let me tell you something. The day Oda hit me up on Twitter or any of those platforms talking about, hey, what you doing Saturday? My phone gonna go like, the phone is dropping. I'm running.
Nearest airport.
I am running. I'm. I don't care how much money's in the bank. One way to Tokyo, please.
Right. We're not on Oda again. Sorry, we love Oda. But Toriyama, Oda's idol. One thing Derby said earlier that I love and just sums it up so well is Toriyama pretty much wrote some of the rules that we are breaking and subverting now. Mm-hmm. Why was it such a big deal when Eren punched the Warhammer Titan in the face? Because you don't interrupt someone during a transformation. And why? Because like Goku, you also sit back and wait. Oh, he's powering up? Mm-hmm. All right, bet. I got 5 minutes. Go ahead, until they get done.
You wait. Like a proper. Who raised you? Why would you sit here?
Eren wasn't raised by nobody. That's true.
But that's now, true. 20 years later, that is so embedded in our understanding and recognition of these characters and these tropes that if someone is transforming, you let the animation sequence finish. Period. If they got to charge, they got to scream, they got to like build up their Kamehameha, you sit back and say, okay, I'll take it head on.
Or more importantly, if the dress got a shimmer, the heel boots got a buckle, Sailor Moon transformation, top notch. You can't forget that. Can't forget that. The baddest bitch to do it in boots.
So he is that. He is part of that era that wrote the scriptures. They wrote the rules. They wrote the manual. Here are the guidelines, and this is the base level you got to jump off of.
I'm convinced that Toriyama set the scale for most of y'all niggas to be bad baby fathers, because the way y'all sit there. The way y'all sit there and defend. And no, but let's be real.
How else will the child be great? All right.
All right, there. Neither.
I'll pull up every once in a while to check on the progress.
And that's why
I'm clearly joking.
And that's why I don't wear your uniform. Piccolo, I'm a medium Piccolo. The way he just bypassed his dad, hold on. I gotta ask Piccolo something. Piccolo, can I wear your uniform? The way that Toriyama was like, you know what? Shout out to stepdads everywhere. Because the way Piccolo he didn't care. He's even telling Goku, you don't hold Pan like this. You hold her like this. And her bedtime's at 2, and the milk has to be at a certain temperature. Don't mess it up. Please don't. You have one. Matter of fact, we'll come and see you. Don't come by this house no more. He was so serious about that. And shout out to stepdads everywhere. Shout out to uncles. Shout out to because that's another thing too. Toriyama made it so that you don't have to be blood to be family. I like the fact that he showcased that family could be of whoever as long as they love you and they see you as more than just a friend, just family. Family doesn't have to necessarily look like you, because we know Piccolo damn sure don't look like Goku or Gohan or Goten or Pan, but he's their father. Write me in the comments. He is their father. He is their father. I don't care what anybody's saying. He's their father. But
the way that Toriyama wrote a character that does not change. Mm-mm. I'm sure Daima Goku is exactly the same as original Dragon Ball No Z included Goku. A little bit dumb, still wondering where are your Dragon Balls? That may or may not do anything at this point.
Yeah. They still do stuff.
Do they still collect those?
Yeah. And that, you know what? Another thing too that I really another thing too I want to say that I haven't stressed enough. Shout out to Toriyama for also making it okay for hood niggas to like anime. I'm gonna tell you right now, you can go to any block in Brooklyn. I used to say this all the time, the hardest blocks, the hardest gangster crip blocks, whatever. You stop there, you wear a Goku shirt. Fuck that, you wear a Vegeta shirt. Fuck that, you wear a fusion of Goku and Vegeta on your shirt. That is a pass. People will not touch you. People will not ask you, yo, what your set, what you repping? No, he get a pass. Why? Because he's wearing a Goku, Vegeta, transformation, fusion shirt. Are you kidding me? Goku is a staple in the black community. Hood niggas everywhere. Everybody know. Your hardest trap rappers, they'll tell you, you ask them, hey, what you used to watch on Saturday mornings or after school? Well, you know, I used to like Dragon Ball with the fronts and the goals. I used to like it's a staple in the community. And the fact that he made it okay to like that. And at his big age before he passed, Toriyama was a big collector of figurines. Collect them, people. Collect your mangas. Collect your Funko Pops. Dust them. Because you don't want to sneeze when you get in your room. But dust them. And it's okay. It's okay. Every time when I step into Brian Derby's crib, I'm always reminded that my money is in the wrong place. Every time. Every single time. And I just want to say, yo, just no matter who you are, continue loving what you love. Don't let anybody shame you for what you like and what you want to do and what you like to read. If you're making fanfic, don't be like Green and hide your shit. Mm. Post it for everybody to see and share. Share. Be a creative. Sharing is caring.
I mean, come on. We learned this in kindergarten.
We did. But some of us just don't care.
Who raised you? Write your own fanfic. Whatever.
I want
to
read yours.
I know you're short on time. You're on lunch break, but we just had to get on for a little while, give a little bit of a tribute, and a big just thank you, Akira Toriyama, for everything you have done for anime and manga.
Yeah, we appreciate you, sir.
Entertainment in general.
For all your good deeds that you have put into the anime community, we appreciate you being one of the biggest influences in our favorite mangakas. and being our favorite mangaka, I would have to say that he was definitely the one to put the battery in my bag to pursue and watch more anime than I should have. So you will be missed. You will never be forgotten. May your legacy grow and live on through the hearts of POCs, LGBTQs, and everybody around the world who made anime number one and made it into something bigger than just a trend to pop culture. The main reason is because of, one of the main reasons is because of Toriyama. And for that, sir, we will always, always love and respect you.
That's it. Good night, everybody.
See, that was nice. They should have put me in the eulogy. I'm telling you right now. I should have been in that funeral. Yeah,
you ruined it.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're leaving. Good night, people.